Hi guys, and welcome to episode 2 of Quadcast. Now, the best part about this is the first episode, there was 3 of us, and in the second, there's now 5 of us. So we're doing pretty well, to be honest. I mean, professionalism. Okay, so, obviously, we've got our regulars, which is Mr. Dan Gies.
Heyo,
Is that because
it's Christmas?
It's near Christmas.
Ho. All about forgiveness, yeah?
Yeah. It's just like a really ghetto Santa. Ho. Bro.
Is what it is, yo.
Yo. Just say is it all your conversations are going to go for the next hour?
It's going to be gangster rap.
Yo,
or ho.
Gangster rap on. Go big or go home. And of course, we've got Mr. Terry.
Howdy doody.
Howdy doody. And we've got 2 very special guests because, like I say, it's 5 on Quadcast. That's right, 5 human beings. First
up, and a little dog.
And the dog. And our first big guest is Sean the actor.
Oh, hello. Hang on.
To Sean,
hey,
the alcoholic actor,
out of work alcoholic actor.
How was everyone? Good.
It's pretty standard. Living up to the I had the word in my head. Then it went stereotype is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
What? You've only got 1 beer. There's no more.
It's because you can't afford it anymore. So you just said he's an out of work actor. Yeah,
like, God, you sound like my sober companion.
And our 5th guest, which is the wonderful Gavin the Geek.
Hey guys, how you doing?
And just to prove that Gavin is a geek, I know this is a podcast, no one can actually fucking see it, but he's actually wearing a Joker tee.
Joker t-shirt. Ha ha.
What does it say, ha-ha?
It's made up.
Oh my god, it does say ha-has.
I noticed it about, I don't know, when he first wore it. I was like, that's amazing.
Years ago.
Yeah. But I didn't say anything.
I was like, with my flashlight, weren't I? I was like, that's awesome.
Man, I thought it was just like little lines.
Nice. No,
yeah, ha-has. Lines with ha-has in them.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best t-shirts I've ever fucking seen.
It makes me feel beautiful.
I feel so excited.
It shows my funny side.
Gavin's currently rubbing his nipples in the corner. I feel so sexy. Yeah.
Like we're just taking pictures of him.
Yeah.
Putting them on the internet.
Geek tube.
I love it.
Alright guys, so we're just going to go and jump straight in with a cheeky little interview for Mr. Sean the actor.
Oh, how are you? How's everyone? Good?
So, there's one thing that I'm going to top the bill with, because quite frankly, I nearly lost my life to this when Sean showed me the video. Now, alright, let's settle one thing very quickly, very straight up. Sean is a South African gentleman. I hope you don't mind me saying that.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the bit you took offence to.
Thank you very much.
He is white, and he is born in Ireland. So, this is Sean.
I was born in Scotland.
whoa. You
so he's scared.
Fucked it up straight away.
Fucked
you were born in Scotland.
He had it written on his hand. And it
was just smudged Scotland into Ireland. All right, so yeah, still, I think my point stands.
So he's Scarf African.
He's Scarf African, yeah. He's bearded-ish, like I'd say heavy stubble. Yeah.
That's more than stubble. That's
beard.
That's pure
that's
beard, right there.
It is.
But he's looking good.
He's been working. Yeah,
he's been working on it a while.
But I just need to put the right. So we'll just put that into context, okay? So white South African, born in Scotland, lovely guy. Sean was in a Bollywood film.
I was. What?
Never heard of Bollywood.
Yeah, I don't know what Bollywood is.
Yeah, but the fact that Sean's in a Bollywood film.
I was. Just turned some light bulbs in and
I did it.
No, I didn't. I had a line too. That was great.
Yes, yeah, he did have a line. What was the line, Sean? In fact, deliver it to the microphone, like
tikka masala.
This guy's jokes are pathetic. Awesome. Right, now you hear that? You hear that tone? You hear that voice? That power? It was wonderful, because let's just put it in context. Let's make the scene, Sean. We keep knocking this microphone.
I know, you keep fucking touching it. We'll have to cut one.
I'm going to have to cut one of this. Okay, so last time we recorded this, it was on a breakfast bar, as we explained, and this time, because it's over Christmas, Dan's actually got human beings in the house. So we can't record it on the breakfast bar, so we're actually recording it in his room with the microphone on a bed.
5 of us on one can
pretty standard. So yeah,
that's my kind of party.
Ain't no party like a bedroom party. So let's set the scene, Sean. Let's get back to this. You're in a comedy venue, right?
Yeah.
Yep, it's wonderful. There's a comedian on stage.
Comedian on stage.
You are surrounded by two beautiful women.
Well, I say surrounded, right? I'm sitting next to them, both on my right-hand side.
Okay, correct. Yeah, well, they're two very beautiful women. Mm-hmm. And then Sean delivers the line. Again, if you wouldn't mind, for our audience.
This guy's jokes are pathetic!
See the professionalism there, guys? His name is Sean O'Neill. If you want to hit him up for any extra work, that's right, Sean, I'll plug you, it's fine.
so kind.
It's the only reason he turned up. He's like, I need more work, I'm so sober.
It is.
How do I get in there?
I've been sober for 3 days.
Sober for 3 days?
It's a record.
Sorry, hours.
I doubt. Three days ago.
Sean is a fantastic.
No, we was not sober 3 days ago.
No. We'll go on to that because that sounded like a wonderful evening.
Yeah, I was at work.
So three out of five were actually there. So Sean tells me he's in a Bollywood film, and immediately I'm pleased for him. Of course, that's my first reaction. My second reaction is somewhat similar to yours, Terry, of Sean, what the fuck are you doing in a Bollywood film?
Hey man, work's work.
Then
pays those bills.
Straight up, just bailing, knocking on the door like. Pff, pff, pff.
I'm in a Bollywood film, I swear.
Just filming porn. I need this.
I need this, man.
Honestly, I wasn't that stunt cock.
A few months later, Sean then shows me the video footage that you'd.
Did I show it to you?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I need to see this.
I showed you.
This is what I'm leading up to. This is the whole point of this story. So Sean shows me the video footage, and there's Sean in all his glory sitting there. And Sean, would you like to explain to the ladies and gentlemen what they did?
They dubbed over my voice.
No. Which is funny as hell. And you think, oh, right, Bollywood film. So they've dubbed him in Indian, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, or like Hindu or...
Yeah, exactly, my friend. No, they didn't, Sean. What did they do?
This guy's jokes are pathetic.
They dubbed him in a deeper English accent. Which is fucking fantastic.
That's awesome.
They were probably sitting there going, why is this South African guy going to an Indian
comedy club?
Make him sound deeper.
Deeper
with meaning.
It's literally the weirdest edit I've ever seen. Like, and I've seen some crazy edits in my time, but it was just a proper twisted thing. I was like, I'm gonna have that laugh.
You could have asked them to do it through post production, but whatever.
Could have asked them to do it in the club there and
then.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like
any chance for an English deeper voice? Yeah, sure, cool, man.
Maybe they did. They just didn't. Sean just didn't tell us that part of the story. It's like these jokes are pathetic. It's like what? Too English. Fucking crack me up. So where else you been, Sean? Give some time.
There's one that I've been in, which I'm not allowed to talk about.
We don't talk about it.
It's emotional
time.
Yeah. Check out the link on RedTube, guys.
Yeah. He's still sore for it.
So it's kind of illegal. So my face is blurred out, but you can still.
Ironically,
you can still hear my voice. I've been dubbed over.
We're plugging Sean as it's on the video where he's getting pegged.
Oh god.
Oh, that's staying in.
I've been a few things. I was a zombie extra in some zombie movie.
That's true.
That you ran down the street for 12 hours, didn't you?
No, I stood in line for 12 hours.
Then
I ran down the street for 40 minutes.
That's some organized zombies right there.
That sounds like a
day. English zombies.
It was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Just in the bus queue, just moaning, just there. Just like,
it was. It was good times though. It was freezing cold. It was good. Mm.
Are we allowed to talk about the one that you were just in?
No, but it was fun though.
Yeah,
some really cool guys in there.
We can't talk about it, but it was fun. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah,
big huge riot scene. We like to swear.
No, you didn't just swear. Huh? You nearly swore. Oh, are you allowed to swear? Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, cool. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, it was. It was awesome. Long days, no sleep, but it was good.
It was worth it.
Money's great too. If you want to get into extra work is good money, but it's again, it's long and boring.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. Mm. Weirdly enough, you haven't seen Ricky Gervais Extras, have you?
Yeah.
That buzzes me out. You have seen it. Yeah. Well, have you seen it now? Because the last time I asked you, you said no.
No, I smashed out like, how many seasons? 3 seasons?
Just like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Got all of them up at the same time. Yeah. Trying to listen to them.
It's just like that. Everyone wants a line. Everyone tries to kiss ass. Everyone knows how to do the director's job better than director. Everyone knows how to do the producer's job better than the producer. Everyone knows how to do the crowd control job better. Everyone knows how to cook better than the cooks. Everyone knows how to do everyone else's job because that's just extra.
It's easier.
That's just,
I could do that better. I got a degree in it.
It's like, yeah, they've been doing this for like 10 years.
Didn't you? You done GCSE cool drama?
Cool, man.
You played Peter Pan, for God's sake.
You're still standing there. Yeah.
What? They're making a new Peter Pan film.
That looked awesome.
It looks really good, didn't it?
I met some of the guys on set. Not on that.
I was going to say,
and the last thing I did, a lot of them were on this new movie, and they said it was just amazing. It was like 6 months.
That's really awesome.
Hugh Jackman was just amazing. They said he was such a nice guy. Man. He was just like so friendly, so welcoming.
I remember being in a discussion with, because I used to work in a place which was predominantly women, like young girls. That sounded weird.
A little bit. You worked at a school.
I worked opposite
a nunnery.
Kurt Geiger, which is a shoe company. So they predominantly hire like sort of 18 to sort of mid 20s, late 20s. And I used to spend all my time speaking to them, and we had this huge conversation about Jason Statham and Hugh Jackman, and they're like, yeah, I'd rather fuck Jason Statham. I was like, Hugh Jackman's gonna make you breakfast in the morning. That was my big argument. I was just like, Hugh Jackman's a cuddler.
Jason Statham, man. He doesn't talk in his film, he whispers. You have to like watch his films like,
what, as opposed to fucking Harrison Ford?
I
love Jason Statham, man. He's awesome,
because you got those actors,
you got those actors who just do their movies. That's all they're doing.
He plays the same role.
It's
talking over each other. Fuck.
That was okay. I heard that. That was all right.
It was a discussion.
It was an argument.
It's an argument.
All right. It was a heated discussion.
All right, guys.
I'm gonna
put
punch
the knives
in my face,
away.
Terry.
That's fine. It's fine. You're okay, Dan. Okay, so Dan's just a brief segue. No, side note. Dan's our editor. For no other reason than he edits everything.
True story.
Because he's good at it.
Because
but
Mark
usually
loads of crap to do. And it's like, I got this. And it's like, okay, what's this? And it's like a bar mitzvah. And I'm like, what? How did this get into my game
folder?
Yeah,
man. Yeah. I need to get that christening edited. anyway,
back to the topic in hand.
Yeah, so Dan's never edited a podcast, and like he's, I think you're definitely afraid that you're not, people aren't going to be able to hear.
Oh, we want subjects to be clear.
Subjects?
Clear.
They're clear, like you had that.
Well, like English, math, geography.
I'm not talking about subjects.
So, a landmass is defined as quite a large body, somewhat like Fern Britton. I'm
wrong
so
person.
Sorry, Fern Cotton. I love you.
Person.
Seriously, I'll look after your kid.
What have you done?
Fern Cotton.
You've ruined it. We'll have to start again.
Right, that's it. I apologise. Right, what were we talking about? What were you guys arguing about? I can't remember now.
Jason Statham
does get typecast in everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Statham
is a good actor.
Yeah, but he gets typecast. He's always the hard man. Like,
he just plays that character, just that hard, kick-ass bastard.
Yeah,
he just plays. You get the same actors to do the same things. Like Nicolas Cage, he does the same thing.
Yeah, the ones who are
like
versatile are the better actors.
Yeah,
but you know the ones who can do what they do.
We talked about Nicolas Cage the other day on Geese Games.
Yeah, National Treasure.
It's
a good film. I like
it. It is a wonderful.
I'm not gonna lie, I love Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, Jason Statham, they're cool.
He was awful as thingy though. Ghost Rider.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day, weren't we? Yeah, he's a bad.
Did they bring out a second one?
Yeah. Did anyone see the second one?
No, I don't think.
Don't. He pisses fire, don't he?
Don't think it got to the cinemas.
No.
To be fair,
he pisses fire.
Hang on, was that Nicolas Cage?
I've had a night like that. I had to go to the NHS clinic.
Yeah.
Does it burn when you pass water? No,
Joey almost played Superman as well, didn't he, Nicolas Cage?
He did. He was supposed to play Superman in the
in Fingy's film. Oh, was it?
I tell you who got hired to write the script though.
Oh, what's his name? Like done Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare Before Christmas.
What, Tim Burton?
Tim Burton. That's it. Tim Burton.
Yeah, but guess who got hired to rewrite the script before Tim Burton? motherfucking Kevin Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Really? He went to the... I can't remember the guy's name, but he was... Because he was just a script writer. Oh, yeah. So that was a cheeky little break there. It turns out there were sandwiches on offer. and quite frankly, who could resist?
Yep. I point blank refused it.
Dan can resist. Okay, so in that brief little time, we had like a cheeky little what? 2 minutes, was that? A little 2 minute break?
Yeah, sorry.
A little cheeky little 2 minute break. Sean.
Hello.
Wait, before we get into that, we were talking about Tim Burton. Tim Burton's Superman. Kevin Smith went to a guy and he was just like, he was proper. You can watch the whole story. I'm not going to bore you with it now, but if you go Kevin Smith Superman, he'll tell you the story. Okay. But the guy was like, yeah, in like the third act, I want Superman to fight like a giant spider.
What do you mean?
He's like, yeah, I really want him to fight this giant spider. And he's like,
can you show me a picture of this giant spider?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think Superman would really fight a giant spider. But yeah, all right, maybe. Anyway, like this, you watch this whole bit, man. It goes on. Kevin Smith can tell the story.
Laser vision.
No, a giant mechanical spider. That was it. Sorry, a giant mechanical.
Okay. Then he melt it with laser vision.
Yeah, just melt it. But so anyway, eventually Kevin Smith pulls out the project for Tim Burton and stuff.
Because him and Tim Burton,
Kevin Smith and Tim Burton had this major falling out, and Tim Burton said, because Kevin Smith accused Tim Burton of stealing stuff, but said it was a joke and it weren't taken as a joke. So Tim Burton was like, "I'll never read anything by Kevin Smith."
And then
at the back of Kevin Smith's autobiography, what he released called "Tough Shit: A Life Story by a Fat Kid That Done Good." On the reviews at the back, it's like Neil Gaiman, Kevin Smith is what all gods and humans aspire to be. Tim Burton, I would never read anything by Kevin Smith. It's fucking amazing. But anyway, that guy went on to direct a film called Wild Wild West. And who can remember the big boss in the Wild Wild West?
It's a big mechanical spider.
It's a big mechanical spider,
That is run by a guy with no legs.
Yep, there we go. So he got his giant mechanical spider.
I actually watched that like 3 weeks ago.
Really? What, Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
I see.
I like Will Smith. Will Smith is sick.
He is.
He's playing Deadshot. He's a great man. In the new Suicide Squad film.
Yes, he is.
He's an extra.
No, he's playing Deadshot. He's playing Deadshot in the Suicide Squad.
Is he?
I know.
He's playing Deadshot?
Yeah.
He's gonna smash it. It's Will Smith. Have you seen After Earth?
Yeah, thank you.
I am not getting my life back.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, don't.
It's practically him looking at the camera, then walking away,
smouldering.
I thought Will Smith was just a cameo in it. It's just his son's film, isn't it?
Yeah, practically.
Yeah, he made it for Jaden.
It looks very.
But apparently.
Did alright.
Bit of a bellend.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. I thought we did alright.
He's done right in Karate Kid.
Well, yeah. Is it the same kid?
It's not Daniel's son.
No one knew his name.
It's Mr. Miyagi and Daniel's son.
Yeah. Mr. Miyagi's in it, yeah.
Yeah, or was Jack Plummer, Jackie Chan?
Yeah. Yeah, yes, it was. I was thinking about that.
I can't say it. It's called The Karate Kid. Yeah, it's set in China, but karate is a Japanese fight style.
Oh.
No problem.
And it's kung fu anyway, so what's it matter?
Yeah, he does.
Because all martial arts need to stay in their country of origin, otherwise how are we going to know where everyone's from?
I could spin my head. I'm Brazil,
guys.
No, I mean, if you get shanked, you know you're in Essex.
And that's the truth.
Just saying, that's their fight style.
You know you're in Essex.
Yeah. 14 and pregnant. So what part of Essex are you from?
From Grays.
Oh. I'm allowed to say that.
Let's get off the subject. This is the goddamn worst place in the goddamn.
Yeah, let's get off the subject of Essex because it's the worst place in the world. Right. So yeah, during the break, young Sean watched the trailer for Ghost Rider 2.
Oh yeah, it looked eccentric. Is that the right word?
Probably
could
not.
Could be.
I'm just going to throw out words. Ravishing.
Ravishing? What, Nicolas Cage is ravishing?
It wasn't really a trailer. It was like the part where I'm guessing he's controlled some big machine and he's fucking some shit up. Fire, everything's
on
fire.
No idea.
Did you watch Ghost Rider 2?
It looks like military people are shooting it, but that's the only clip I got. Okay. But it looked...
You going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
All right, awesome. So we'll get on the next episode, or maybe not on the next episode, but next time you're on, we'll expect a review.
Okay, okay. Expect a review. Yeah.
We'll expect a
I expect a free.
I want a report on this. A 1,000-word essay.
Yeah. On why Nicolas Cage
on my desk.
Is the same actor in everything he does.
Except from Kick-Ass 2.
Where
he's pretty much dead.
Yeah. That's so lame.
He's yeah, shown as a ghost in it.
Nicolas Cage dead gives the same acting as Nicolas Cage alive. Nothing. You get nothing.
Well, what's it called in the first one? Is it Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's alright as that.
I liked him as that. Well, what was that?
I just remembered his name was Big Daddy. Yeah. Oh my god. Out of context, that's well crazy, isn't it? You watch the film and you accept it, but out of context, his name was Big Daddy, guys.
What's that, Big Daddy?
Hey, Big Daddy.
It's a pimp name, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
What was that film that Nicolas Cage was in where he used to do guns?
Lord of War.
Lord of War. Yeah. Oh, he did good.
Yeah,
he done good in that.
I like that. Yeah, that was good. And then that was with Jared Leto, who's in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, he's playing Joker.
Yeah, you're not happy with that, are you?
No,
not really. I don't know.
Are we not happy about that? God, I think these guys can...
They can do a lot better.
Can I make a very controversial point?
No, please
not
don't.
At all.
So I firmly believe that the Middle East crisis. No, a very controversial point is that I feel that he can't do a worse job than Heath Ledger.
What? What?
Oh, I'm bad at this.
Do you remember earlier on when I was like, we won't have.
All right, man. Sorry, man.
Like,
I'm out.
Sean just left.
Can't the door slam?
Oh, my nice.
Sorry, it only slams when the window is open. I don't know why.
Someone open the window.
Just the way it is. It's just ludicrous.
I think the reason Heath Ledger gets all the kudos as the Joker that he does is because he died. I believe if he was still alive, he would have got ripped apart on the internet.
Not a chance.
No.
He is magic in that.
I disagree, man. I disagree with you.
He was fantastic as a Joker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Even as the trailer came out.
Random thing that the Joker did.
No matter what he'd done, he found it absolutely hilarious.
Really? How many times did the Joker laugh in that film? Twice? Maybe three times? Once when he was blowing up the hospital. Which is funny.
Yeah, exactly.
That is...
Yes. Why being dressed as a nurse?
Yeah, that's. I'll give you that. There, yeah, that's a really good scene.
I heard that last bit was completely unscripted. The bomb didn't go off. And he completely...
Yeah. Yeah, it's an improv.
He made it up as he went along.
Right.
But, like, man, like, this is always my huge argument, yeah? Sean, are you going to eat everything that rustles?
I am.
I had those sweets when I was in South Africa. I haven't had them in ages, no?
I'll leave the digestives. So this is my big argument, yeah? The Joker that I know and love is the Joker from The Killing Joke.
Great graphic novel, by the way.
Fucking fantastic. I urge everybody to read that. And Batman the Animated Series, Mark Hamill voices the Joker, okay? Now, if you compare the episode, the Christmas episode, I think it's probably season one, maybe season two. The Joker, I was talking to you about this the other day, I've already told you this.
Yeah.
The Joker causes an insane amount of death and destruction across the sea, essentially killing hundreds of people, right? So, of course, Batman and Robin get on the case, track him down. This is a 22-minute episode of the Batman and Robin trying to catch him as all this shit's going insane, right? Finally tracks... Spoiler alert, by the way, on a 1994 series...
Whoa.
20 years ago, like...
If you want to skip ahead 20 minutes.
Yeah, if you want to skip 20 minutes, it's hard. I'm going to describe it word by word. I've got the script. Batman said...
I'm Batman.
So they finally track down the Joker to a warehouse, right? And the Joker's there laughing, and he goes, Batman, I've got you a gift. Hands over a present to Batman. And Robin's like, no, Batman, don't do it. It's probably a bomb, you know, or standard...
I see you've got my gift.
What?
I remember this.
He opens the present and a custard pie hits Batman in the face.
That's a waste of custard.
Wow. 20 minutes of death, destruction, mayhem sewn across the city for no other reason than to put a custard pie in Batman's face.
For the funsies.
Just for the lols.
Exactly. Just, that's the climax of the episode. And then they take him away while he's pissing himself like to Arkham. Like, he's cracking up.
But
that's the Joker.
But then, in The Dark Knight, he explains it. It's like, yeah, we can't live with each other.
Yeah, we can't live with you, can't live without you.
Yeah, but that's explained in the graphic novel, the Frank Miller Dark Knight Rises. When Batman finally kills him.
Finally kills him, then he snaps his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, that,
it's explained
that,
that, that scene, man.
Oh, whenever he sets him on fire.
Those panels, you're like...
I haven't...
Wow.
I've
you're like... Duff.
Vince, I haven't read the graphic novels. I've seen the films.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Read the graphic novels, yeah. Man. Those panels are so powerful.
And he knocks the fuck out of Superman in the second one.
Yeah. You just can't knock the fuck out.
Yeah, it does, is it? Like, no, where you go,
they call,
you
they call Superman Reagan's lackey.
Yeah.
It's really insane.
It was, isn't it? It was one of Reagan's lackey. He was. He's his little... Like,
he's his little bitch.
Yeah.
And you're like... Bro,
he gets hit by a nuke. They try nuking him, don't they? You just see him all fry out and just sort of starts to rebuild himself.
It's messed up. Cool. You're like, ah. Fucking insane. Yeah, and then, Batman kicks the shit out of him with kryptonite gloves.
Oh, the Batman, it is. It is like kryptonite, like knuckle dusters.
It's crazy
fight. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm up for that. I'll go along with this.
It's got spikes in it.
Yeah,
it's cool too.
Kryptonite spikes. Surely someone's done that by now.
Have you not seen...
You know the Green Arrow? Kryptonite arrowhead.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I thought Superman was a good guy. I'm confused.
So, in this dystopian future, with mutants and all that jazz, Superman has become the government's bitch.
He's a bitch. It's like, we'll let them go fuck him up sort of thing.
Exactly.
You see him take out a whole pretty much Navy Armada.
Superman's become a bitch. Batman comes out of retirement, and not after a 6-month retirement because he's hurt his knee.
He's just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Goes over to his whiskey table, pours one out. It's like, oh well.
We need a PPI in advert right now.
Have you been hurt defending your city? No, we're not
entitled compensation.
Tied yourself lately on a bad rank.
Oh my god, what was that YouTube video we watched the other week? Where it showed you how to make Batarang.
Oh man, how
Man Arms. Is it Man at Arms? No. Have you seen the guy that makes it?
What's the video called? Can you remember?
Yeah, plug it, man. How to Give make a Batarang.
No, what's the channel called? Plug the channel. Oh, he's gonna have to look it up. Right, while Dan's looking it up. Okay, so this guy shows you how to make, because I've got Batarangs, like I picked them up from MCM Expo, man, it's sick.
Yeah.
But these ones, like, he throws them at a dartboard and they stick in and you're like,
whoa, that goes through the dartboard, goes practically through the wall.
It's like someone hits his neighbour. He's like, what the fuck was that? Batman's real.
How did he know it?
Joe didn't like no Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Obviously, second one is fighting Bane. No little blow darts in the shape of the Batman sign.
How do you blow them?
How the hell are they aerodynamic that they fly straight? It's like, come on.
It's because it obeys the laws of thermodynamics, which is directly influenced by the hemoglobin experiments.
Which is,
if you believe any of that, you're insane. Those are the best words I could make up with. What's it, Grant Thompson,
the King of Random?
Yeah, guys. So check out Grant Thompson, the King of Random. He's got loads of stuff on there. Just from what I'm seeing, how to make sugar rockets, 5 crazy science stunts, 10 insane party tricks.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Dry ice. Is that how to make dry ice?
Everyone likes dry ice.
I love a bit of dry ice. Yeah. I can be dealing with a bit of dry lunch. Oh, can I just point out, by the way, right, so a long time ago, well, not long ago, we were going to do these skits, right, and it never really panned out, sadly. I mean, they might do one day, but...
Maybe when it's not winter.
Yeah, exactly. One of the skits we had was that, because we work in a restaurant, right, the cashier was going to shout to the griller and say, we need A, B, and C. The griller was going to turn around and say, no, I'm sick of this. Cashier was then going to reach below the counter, pull out a sugar glass bottle and smash him around the head, leaving the griller unconscious and twitching. I think that's hilarious.
Then you need help.
Sugar glass. Sugar glass is expensive to buy and very hard to make. Sean the other day was using sugar glass bottles freely. Could have stolen probably several. Sean, how many sugar glass bottles did you bring home?
None.
Right, exactly. Imagine because the fun we can have throwing them walking down the street.
We were throwing them at the police.
Oh, I'm sorry, they said, this is a specific amount of sugar glass bottles we have, don't use any more or any less. Is that what they said, Sean?
Well, what?
Yeah, man. They were like,
could you or could you have not stolen a sugar glass bottle?
And some rubber bricks.
Oh, yeah, and you had rubber bricks as well, yeah.
And
see?
Maybe a flare, but we won't talk about that. That was weird.
Would I didn't know it about have the broken flare. In your bag if mm-hmm. you had put it in there?
No,
in
the bag.
Why?
Yeah, there's no way of stealing anything.
What, he's got a jacket.
You chuck it in your middle pocket for the day.
You put it in your jacket, you put your hands in your pockets and you like hold the bottom of the glass.
And you walk
like,
away.
Yeah, man, you're just like, oh, that's really cold.
And then I get caught and then they're like, yeah, you can't come back for the rest of the week. That's day one gone. Mm-hmm. You're not getting paid for today.
Yeah, but sugar glass. I'm sorry, is my point not clear?
You can just learn how to make it. I'm sure there's tutorials.
It's really hard.
Ask this guy. Grant Thompson.
Should we send him a message?
Ask him and be like, make some sugar glass and then send it to us.
Dan, load up the message. No,
he's not there.
I will do it if you want me to.
We can send him. We've done it before. Who is it we sent the message to? Was that animator lass? And we're like, can you
make us an awesome video
can you make us some animation in our video? She's like, oh yeah, I've kind of got rent to pay, so I can't really do shit for free. I was like, okay.
Kind of shut me down now.
Please.
Oh, right.
Please. We'll give you a nice conversation. We'll Skype it for 10 hours while she's doing the animation.
I'll write you a kindly hearted letter.
Yeah. You're still pretty. So, right. Just on a fucking side note, right? Like, I don't really like talking about work and stuff, but it's my job to tell people that the restaurant's full and all the jazz like that, right? So these two lasses came in, like, well, we already had a wait. These two lasses come in and they're like, yeah, how long's the wait? And I was like, oh, probably about 15 minutes, give or take. You know, good company, soon go, usual right. jazz.
Okay.
And then they just turned around and went, no, I'm okay, no. I was like, oh, you sound so disappointed. I said, but on the bright side, you're not the first girl to walk away from me that's been disappointed. Right? I had everyone waiting, just went, and the girl just looked at me dead in the eye and just shook her head and walked away. And I was just like, that was a funny line. Come back. Fucking come back here and laugh at that fucking joke. Because quite frankly, my ego is really hurt right now. Fucking crack me up.
You're a nutter. Say whatever you want.
Do. I had a conversation about Jesus the other day.
20 Hi, mate. Minutes later, just like arguing with him.
The wait. No, the wait was 10 minutes. He sat 20 minutes later because we were talking. I was like, "Hey, man, what are you reading?" He was like, "Oh, I'm reading. Oh, I'm not sure we should get into
the
this."
The Bible.
Oh no, fuck it. I was like, "What are you reading, bro?" And he was like, "Oh, it's the lessons that Jesus taught us, the revised edition." And I was like, right, so basically someone wrote a book about all the lessons that Jesus taught us and then published it and was like, ah, fuck, I knew there's something. And then published it again with the stuff that he remembered.
Yeah.
Right? And I was just like, that's vaguely funny. And the guy just looked at me and he went, yeah, yeah.
And pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I don't know what to say now.
You were supposed to debate with me.
Yeah. You were supposed to laugh.
Yeah, why are you not defending yourself?
Fucking forgiving bastard.
No, this picture doesn't feel like it's earned.
I'll forgive you. What? No.
No, you won't, son.
No, you fucking won't. Fucking second episode and we still talk about comics and shit again, man.
Sorry,
I think we've got a theme.
We can't have a theme.
It's fucking comics.
So can we talk about a Pacific comic?
Pacific.
We'll just read all the new comics that come out that week and then we'll talk about them. Even if we haven't read the others, we'll just like
all the new comics.
The newest ones. We'll go comic
all store. The new comics that are out.
Every single one.
Yeah, because they come out weekly.
Yeah, yeah, I can't come in today. Why, I'm reading all these fucking...
All co- these
you have not. I can't get out the door.
You know what? I haven't bought any of them. I've been sitting at the comic book store. Geezer's giving me a weird look, but fuck him. It's all right.
You try to get me out for
this. I took them out the pretty sleeves. Security's on the way, but, you know.
He said it's not a library. I said, well, there's literature and you're in a building. Just saying.
So it is quite a good comic series. You ever read the Injustice series?
Injustice.
It's basically
is that Injustice Gods Among Us?
Yes, it was because they released the comic series before the game came out. It was meant to, the game was like the conclusion of the comic series.
Oh really?
Yeah. Then they released.
A pretty gnarly concept.
It's quite a cool concept. And then they've done it. Like they've released two more like seasons after, which is still quite good. Obviously, like Superman, he Lois Lane's pretty much killed by the Joker. So Superman kills the Joker.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's really clever.
Oh, no props. No props for saying spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers. Thanks for ruining the whole thing.
I'm not even gonna. Thanks. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, don't need to play the game or read the comics.
Our game's awesome. Game was really good.
Yeah, but now we know Lois is dead.
Yeah. But how did she die, though?
The Joker kills her.
Wait, I know it's a Joker in the library with a pole.
Was it? Yeah, candlestick in the basement.
He does actually kill her, but it's random concepts. Leads the events, like he causes the events while she dies. I won't tell you why, like it's good. It's really good.
She was in a hospital. He walks away. Click.
And that concludes.
So many questions were answered.
What else did I watch? I watched something recently, a few days ago. Sonia, the Son of Batman. I watched that.
Oh, you did watch Damian Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Damian Lewis.
That was cool because he dies in that. The Joker dies in that, doesn't he? Oh, damn it. Spoiler.
Does
he?
We have got. Should we just call this whole podcast Spoilers?
Spoilers of life.
I know.
Yeah, right at the end. Right at the
Anyone
end.
Anyone want to know what happens at the end of Game of Thrones?
He drops out of the building.
We know.
Tell you everyone who dies.
Everybody dies.
You see, or that sort of that. Well, I think he lost his eye. Deathstroke. If Danny Wayne sticks a sword in his eye, doesn't he?
Yeah.
True story.
Cool.
Didn't see that coming.
And then the other one.
True fucking story.
And you got the Assault on Arkham. Have you seen that?
No, yes. I really want to see that.
That's what the
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's what that's been based off of.
Do you know what? I did read the new 52 Suicide Squad. Didn't like it.
No, I ain't read it.
I think that's mainly because Harley Quinn wasn't a big part of it. And that's the only reason I bought it.
He's like,
you also Assault on Arkham. You see some side boob.
I can imagine. You...
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. I've got things to do.
Yeah, it's cartoon side boob.
Yeah, cartoon side boob.
Yeah.
But it's based on a real character, so.
Yeah.
Hey, you've seen the Family Guy sketch, right?
What
like this side boob.
This is my side boob.
You should like this side boob. Watch Family Guy. It's people like we're watching it now. So I was with a young lady last night, and I was really trying to not last night, the other night, and I was really trying to watch Family Guy, and she went shut up.
I'm gonna tell her.
When that still irritates me.
when you say young lady, is her name?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Does everybody know what happened?
Hannah Montana, bro. Seriously?
She's only 12.
No, I didn't sleep with Hannah Montana. I slept with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Actually, I probably would. She's probably beast in bed.
She is a coked up whore. She would be amazing.
Miley, if you're watching, we love you.
Threesome with Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan. Fucking hell. There'd be so much white powder in the air. But like, fucking hell.
Man, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That's a white Christmas right there, isn't it? And then... No. I was like, I'm going to set that up. Not going to finish it.
Yeah, you want
to... You're going to wipe Christmas all over her face.
I was hoping you were going to save that one.
Well, for you.
No. All over my boat.
My Chevy Chase.
Who was it? Fucking little Charlie the other day, and he was just like, oh, mate, she's got a cracking pair of Bristol pair.
Pair of Bristols.
Yeah, no, but he said, what's it mean? It's the Brit, not the one, what's it mean? But yeah, it's Bristol, Bristol Pier, is it? What's the Cockney rhyme in slang? What is it? It's a full thing, it's like Bristol something. Bristol City, that's it. And he went, oh, she's got a cracking pair of Bristol Cities. I was like, you know you ain't got to say the cities part, right?
Yeah.
You just got to say Bristol's, that's how Cockney rhyme in slang works. And he was like,
whoa.
Yeah, and he was like, was
mind,
like,
mind blown. Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you just
can see
Bristol.
His brain leaking from his ears.
And I was like, that's it. He was like, nah, man, I thought you could say me. I was like, nah, man, that's how it works. You know, you go, yeah, you got a cracking pair of mincers on your boat. Like, you don't say the full fucking thing, do you? And he was like, oh, all right, and then he wandered off, like, clearly thinking, clearly that was on his mind, and he was sinking through that entire fucking process, and I'm like,
oh, I'm like writing it down right. four or five times over.
Do you know where Cockney Rhyming Slang originates from? It was East End criminals trying to fool the police. That's a fucking true story right there.
Oh, is it?
What kind of idiot copper's going, oh, no, I don't know where they're planning the jobbery?
True story.
In a tank. What? I think he means bank.
Anyway.
You can be sergeant. Promotion.
I was about to go on a mad one then, but then I thought, actually, I won't.
Well, against the police.
No,
Popo.
I was just going to make up a story.
The Rozzers.
What better not?
What about a whole. Oh, we can do that, man. That's fine. Listen to Geese Gage and shit like that, man. Like,
shit doesn't stop.
Fucking crazy ass fucking stories. I'm well going to do a separate podcast called Storytime with Pip.
Hi guys.
Welcome to Storytime with Pip.
Just me standing around in the background going, no, that didn't happen. Shut the other side of the room. He's just like super close to the microphone, giving it nice depth.
Those dulcet tones.
And I'm over there like in the background like, no. No.
The dragon was red, not green. It's all about perspective, Dan. Oh, the sun shone on his scales. It's not my fault. I told you about this, didn't I? Yeah, I phoned Charisse and one of our northern friends, and she's like, I can't sleep, and I was like, cool, I'll tell you a bedtime story. And then I phoned her up, and this bedtime story went on for like an hour and a half, just making shit up as I went along.
Just blah 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 blah.
Man, there was all sorts of shit in there, man. Like Hogwarts appeared at one point. Like, it was well insane. I was like, yeah. And then they stole broomsticks.
Rob Snyder is a character.
They stole broomsticks.
Well, I got to a mountain and didn't know how to get home. I thought I'm not going for it again, just to get home. Yeah, so
it just popped up.
Yeah. Because there was a forest next to the mountain, right? So I was like, so they went in the forest, chilled out for a bit.
And then there were spiders in the forest.
Yeah, exactly. And then they saw a castle. And then they went to the castle, and it turned out to be Hogwarts. So they stole some broomsticks, fucked off back.
Gotcha.
It means I could cut out the entire beginning bit of the story, because you don't want to go back on yourself, do you?
No.
We're not fucking Lord of the Rings.
No, do that.
Yeah, even Peter Jackson didn't do that, right? Yeah, that's right, Peter Jackson. I'm calling you out. You didn't do the Scouring of the Shire, cunt. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there's a fucking geek reference for about four people who went, yeah. Good point. What happened to Saruman? There you see. Look, no one's read it, have they?
Nope.
Is that the one before the read. Is it protagonist?
The protagonist?
Not the protagonist. What's the one before Hobbit? The book before the Hobbit.
The protagonist.
Is it?
No, it's not the protagonist. Protagonist isn't even a word.
Oh no, it's not.
Protagonist? Silmarillion.
Silmarillion, that's it.
I just said it and you still said it wrong.
I'm hungover.
All you had to do was repeat the word. What, the Silmarillion? Yeah, the Sam Gamgee.
Flugenflam.
The Flugenflam.
I'm hungover.
Chapter 1, Concerning Flugenflam. It's another geeky, yeah.
So is there another book before the Hobbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Silmarillion. The Silmarillion is the origin story of Middle-earth.
It's
fucking difficult. I've met two people that's read the book.
Yeah,
what did they say?
Is it a big book?
Nope.
Like, how big is the big book?
Fellowship, it's about as long as the Fellowship.
So it's another 6 hours.
But bearing in mind, the Fellowship of the Ring is so long is because it takes 50 years for Frodo to leave the fucking Shire. Just saying.
How old is Frodo then?
I think he's 55 when Bilbo leaves, and he doesn't leave till he's...
He's doing good for 55. 80.
Oh, hobbits live fucking long times, man. Mm. Yeah, man. They just chill for ages. It's because they do fuck all, yeah. That's pretty much
like a tortoise, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just like,
they don't do fuck all, we just live life.
They just eat.
I guess I'll just stand outside the house and make some cheese.
I think I'll make some cheese today. No, they do work, obviously. They've got a thriving economy. I mean, they're certainly doing better than Greece.
Wow. Jesus Christ. I went over there in the summer and all they wanted was my goddamn money.
It's true, man.
I was like, can you at least feed me? I'll give them my money.
I like the idea of someone for like the president of Greece listening to this and be like, did we just get compared to Middle-earth and Hobbit? Yeah, you fucking did.
I haven't been Greece in ages.
No?
No, I've been Zante twice with friends. So yeah. I've got some stories.
I was at the Chippy last night and got grease all over me. Yeah, I want to go Greece and get a grease.
Can we save those jokes for Greece Games, please?
Wait, really? I thought this is where we dumped all our bad material. I thought this whole day, it was like, we've got too much bad material. What do we do?
podcast.
When we just blurt it out for 45 minutes.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. So tell us a story about Greece. Any story about Greece. One story about Greece.
A friend was having sex with a guy in the shower while I was frothing him.
On his leg.
That's a good story. I wasn't expecting that. That's not bad.
Yeah. Not bad. Dare I ask how it happened? Or I needed to be sick?
No, the sick. The sex.
Oh. Yeah. No, I'm ready.
Teacher Terry.
To teach you.
Yeah, draw me a picture.
let's do a bit of role play.
Bit of rape role play.
You don't hear me laughing, do you?
Yeah, no, we've been out in the night, like down the club street, pissing up.
Yeah. I really hope you were drunk.
Yeah, I was hammered. And
no, it's food poisoning.
Well, we do work in a restaurant.
Dave's fucking in the shower. Here, watch this, guys. Stick your finger down the back of your throat. Just running there.
Yeah, no, she was an absolute salt as well.
Yeah?
All over her feet. Yeah, all over his legs.
All over, like...
Stop having... What does that mean?
She's fit.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, these words, I'm from Africa, man. I don't have these words.
I was going to make a really horribly, horribly racist joke, man.
Yeah, you didn't.
Oh, just do it seriously like that. Even in my head, I was just like,
whoa,
bro,
too far.
Salt. She's a salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt.
Salt. Salt. S-O-R-T.
Salt.
Not yeah. Salt.
Salt. Was a bit of pepper, but
yeah, fuck him. Yeah, I'd rather do the salt. Who do you want tonight, mate?
Yeah, I love the pepper, mate.
I love the pepper.
Anyway,
want a bit of spice?
Yeah, no. He pulled me some absolute like really good looking girl. Got her back to the shirt. I got her back to her room. Kissy kissy, cuddly cuddly. They had sex. Got sweaty. Had sex in the shower. I've come back. Didn't know there's having sex in the shower. And
but straight into the bathroom.
Burst right into the bathroom. Completely run past the toilet. Went straight for the bath. But as happened, was a shower. I just threw up on them.
Were they like?
They did stop.
The girl like repeated like started kicking and punching me. While I just pretty much carried on being sick.
See, this is why GoPros. GoPro helmets are like pretty amazing.
What you didn't hear 30 seconds before you burst into the shower was like, it's really good, man. Need some lube though.
I'm trying that.
Do you know what I mean? I want to go to that special place. I mean, she's like, no, we ain't got no lube. We ain't got no lube. And then fucking. That's a sign from the baby Jesus.
Yeah, that was a mixture of like WKD, like JD Coke, and vodka and kebab.
Kebab. I was going to say that all worked perfect then,
I would love that if
that's all liquid sick. That's all liquid sick, which is passable. It's the kebab.
It was the kebab that made it.
Yeah, stuck, like squishy in between your toes.
It don't go down the drain either. Why do you have to do it in the bath? What's wrong with the toilet?
Well, my room.
You got to clean up in the morning, man.
The hotel staff done it. I had to give her like €5. She done it.
Babe.
Sorry, I was laughing at the squishy things between my toes. I came back into that conversation and I gave the maid $5 to do it. I'm like,
all right.
It's like, will you be sick of me while I fuck this girl on the toilet? Like, I've just discovered
€5.
Yeah, I'm really.
I've just discovered a really. Something's awakened me, like inside. I really want to do this. Yeah.
So that was a good Greek. Any more Greek?
I've done a shot my own piss for €50.
I'd do a shot of piss for €50.
Yeah, I think everyone just done that. Would I do that?
Yeah, I'd do a shot of piss for
€50.
I'd do a shot of piss for £5.
What's the exchange rate on €50?
I'd easily do it.
What's the exchange?
Last year, I cut my beard off.
141, 42, man.
You did. Dan shaved his beard off.
Cut my beard off for
€80. I still miss your beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it was? Went to a beach party. Yeah. It was a 2-hour-3 bar.
That's insane.
Yeah, went to a beach party. It was a 2-hour-3 bar. So we were like, just fucking frying shit. Drink as much as came in 2 hours, so it's free. On the coach home, they're all playing games and stuff like that. And there's a toilet. I broke my neck for a piss. And then the toilet on the coach, which is pretty much being used as a store cupboard. It's just brooms, mops, and different sorts of cleaning material in there. And so I was like, someone throwing me like a bottle. So someone's throwing me a bottle, and I pissed in this giant Evian bottle, and me being the idiot I made out to throw it over the coach, and it was disgusting, blah blah. So a club rep seen me what I was doing, pulled me up to the front of it, and he pulled out a shot glass.
See, that is a club rep, isn't it? Right, yeah. There, he's just like,
that's it. Now to play you at your own game.
It's like, I see a bottle of piss and raise you a shot. And yeah, so he's poured it into the thingy, what's it called, into a shot glass. He's like, right, because you're a disgusting cunt, which true words, but you've got to do that. I was like, you can fuck right off. And then she had this much of vodka left in like a bottle of vodka. I was like, you do that on the vodka. I was like, I arrived in the vodka, and my mate in the back, who I play rugby with, jumped out, went, you do it, I'll give you 50 euros. He went down.
Now, how freaked out would you be though if you pulled out the shot glass, pulled out the piss, and then drunk it? Like the cup knocked it back. Yeah. You'd be like,
Anyone
see that?
Tastes a bit like tequila.
But yeah, no, but
he just looks you dead in the eye and licks his lips. You're like, oh, this got weird.
Yeah, no, I was on the...
Does this mean we're in a relationship?
Yeah. Are we married?
No, they do a book. Like, it's like 80 to 30s do a book of like all the maddest stories that happens on thingy. I was in it.
Really?
Yeah, I was in it for like 2009.
That's pretty sick, man.
Yeah. It's no, 2007. It was 2007 I went.
Sean's been in a book. No, register. Register, sorry, not book.
He's on the list.
What register?
Oh, you guys. You guys.
The best way is he's eating a caramel biscuit, so he can't defend himself for quite some time.
Is that noises you made at the time?
Oh, see, the implication's fine, but the noise.
But yeah, he was mad.
Police coming around my house, dude. I'm going to be pissed.
Be like, they said you're on the register, but you're not, so we're just going to put you on now.
Yeah, what is Arrow Works? We think, so we're going to put you on there.
That's cool.
We've had a lot of bad press about this recently, so we're just going to put everyone.
Do you know what? I got caught pissing in the street once. I was like quite drunk, been out of like all the rugby boys. There's a local bar that's sort of like sponsored our rugby club, O'Grady's, Irish Bar, quite cool.
O'Grady's?
Yeah. In Seven Kings. It's quite cool. Yeah. And the place kicking out. It's about 2:30 in the morning. They're kicking out. I'm breaking my neck for a piss. I run across to the car park, across the road, go around the back. I'm pissing. Next thing, an old Bill pulled up behind me and they tried doing me for a decent exposure.
Yeah.
I was like, what? But I went out the way. I was like, surrounded
by you're still outside.
I know. They're like, you've seen you on that camera. I was like, what fucking camera? Like, £80 fine.
You got an £80
fine? £80
fine. Jesus, man, you might as well have literally exposed yourself.
Make the most of it, run down the
street. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just on that your birthday.
You just turn to the copy like, just to be clear, I'm definitely getting this fine, right? Yeah, yeah, of course you are. Right, awesome. Shirt comes off, jeans comes down.
You just go wipe your balls on his fucking car.
Just windmill him in the front.
I rubbed my nutsack on your car.
excuse me, so have you ever heard of a windmill?
Wonderful. We've just experience a windmill.
What about the sailboat? You heard of the sailboat? Right, awesome. You look perplexed. You've heard of the sailboat?
I can imagine what the sailboat
is. Okay, awesome. All right. So everyone knows what the sailboat is, yeah? You get an erection, you put the balls over your cock. Sailboat.
No way.
Have you seen the two Australian guys that do that show?
I didn't make it up.
There's two Australian guys that have travelled the globe doing a show called Puppetry of the Penis.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Cock magic.
Yeah, cock magic.
Cock magic.
It
is.
Right, so leaving that just exactly where it is. Right, so guys, we need to wrap this up, but one very quick thing. We've got two things that we need to end on. First, because Gavin hasn't been involved that much, Gavin needs to tell us a story.
Nope, I don't have a story. I have zero stories.
You're a fucking
Gavin
liar.
Needs to tell us. You're a liar. That, my friend, is a liar.
Nope.
So we need to end on a story from young Gavin, and we also need to end on a bad joke, because I've decided that is going to be a thing.
Oh, is it going to be a thing?
Last episode, we ended on a really bad joke told by young Terry, and you can always go back and listen to it. It was a terrible, terrible joke, and we're still getting therapy. So, story from Gav. Gav, what story?
Yes, I don't know. What would you like to know about dear old Gav?
Who knows a bad story about Gavin that he can just tell us?
Please, no. Put your hand down.
Everyone's hand. Bad story. Dan?
We know stuff about Gavin.
We know
we
stuff
don't
about
talk
Gavin.
About Gavin.
What don't we talk about?
We just don't.
Oh.
It all sounds so bad.
Did you ever sign the contract?
No.
Did you?
No, so
did
exactly.
You,
so I haven't
you
got signed
the contract.
I haven't got signed no contract. So what's the story?
I didn't know.
And the blood.
Shit. <Ooh. laughs>
Everyone who was there that day had signed that contract.
No one can know.
Story about Gavin. I'm trying to think, because I didn't see you get that drunk at the Christmas party. Mainly because I was drunk.
Oh, yeah. And using a dress.
Yeah, that's but we're not telling stories about me, are we?
I have a picture of that I still have to put on Facebook.
Full credit.
Check it out.
That is a picture and a half.
Oh, yes, it is.
I was rat ass at that. I don't know much of it. I fell asleep in the car. I nicked someone's chicken nuggets. I remember doing that. Someone walked out of McDonald's and run past and just grabbed them.
No way.
Yeah.
Prick.
Yeah, that is. That's a proper prick move.
I know. Oh, just like, what the fuck was that? I had chicken nuggets for me.
You're a cunt.
Oh no, I feel so bad. If I ever see that guy again, I've recognised him.
You wouldn't recognise him. It was me.
I'll be honest. If I nicked someone's chicken nuggets, I would not be sad at all.
I'd go back for barbecue sauce.
Circle the building and come back again. The guy standing at the barbecue sauce. Right, you still have fucking barbecue sauce as well, son.
Have you seen it? And then the people have done that film, don't they? They get like people drive throughs, McDonald's, stuff like that. As they go to hand them the food, people just run by, grab the food, and just off. That's actually hilarious.
I know what we're doing when we start fucking recording this shit. KFC. Is that what I ordered?
Yeah, no, yeah, going back to your story about Gav.
A story. Or you can tell a bad joke.
A bad joke.
But it's got to be right, genuine, and fucking really awful. Bad.
Okay, I've got one. It's right, one I always
in,
use.
Lean in.
One I always use.
I've got one.
I will. Okay, so tell yours
genuinely
first.
Awful.
Tell Sean, tell yours first, because we need to end on Gavin.
Well.
Are you been looking up bad jokes?
Yeah, what's this is actually awful. I don't know if I want to say this. Well, what's the difference between onions and prostitutes?
We're like, there's a lot of difference between onions and prostitutes.
One small and round.
Well,
I cry when I cut up onions.
Wow.
Whoa, dude, that's not a bad joke. That's dark.
That's a dark joke. Shit. Who told you that? Jack the Ripper.
Google Maps. He went down that road.
Gavin told me that joke.
Was that the joke, Gavin?
No.
Mine's just genuinely bad compared to that.
That's what we want. We want a bad joke.
Genuinely,
we don't want some sick twisted insight into Sean's life. Sean the Ripper.
Yeah, that was last Saturday night.
Right.
That's his ring to it.
Sean the Ripper. Got Sean's nickname. Right, do you want to lean in, Gav?
Genuinely bad joke.
Okay, actually, before you do tell it.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening, guys, to episode 2 of
Quadcast.
I keep wanting to call it something else, and I keep fucking it up. I keep wanting to call it Forecast, because that was what we were going to call it before.
Yeah, that's the word.
Foreskin.
Foreskin?
Because we have skin on this four of us.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
There's five of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Five skin.
It's not too late to re-record.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Foreskin.
We're all skin of our lives.
Yep. No, thank you very much for listening, guys. So, cheeky plug for me and Dan is going to be check out Geez Games. That's GEEZGAMES. You can hear more from Dan and me, and occasionally these guys when they show up. Cheeky plug for Dan is a band called State of the Art. We didn't mention this last time, and I feel it's wrong. Yes, I am wearing a State of the Art t-shirt. That's just a coincidence, because it was the only clean thing in the washing machine.
What?
In the washing bag.
Don't say that.
I mean, I always wear it.
Yeah.
I always wear my State of the Art shirt.
You fucking
always,
liar.
All the fucking time.
Every day.
State of the Art are an amazing band. The lead singer by the name of Tiago. Dan's the bassist, I should say that.
I'm the bassist.
The lead singer, Tiago, for me, does kind of sound like Dave Grohl. So if that's the kind of thing you're into,
I think that's what,
please go on YouTube, check them out. Yeah, straight up, and it's insane. They have got a new... Well, they've already got one album out. Called Careless Confessions.
Yeah.
Second album is going to come out when, Dan? When's
February.
The fucking second
February.
Album coming out?
February.
Oh, he's been saying this for fucking ages.
February.
Still bitter. Cheeky plug for Sean. If there's any casting agents out there, he is genuinely quite good at his job. I mean, he pretends to care every day. And I always believe him. Cheeky plug for Terry is that if you want... What if you want sex?
Yeah, he's on Craigslist. He's on Craigslist.
I was on Craigslist.
No, I was on Craigslist.
Is that you?
Is that you?
Motherfucker. Oh, dude, I've got some stories from Craigslist.
We'll do that next episode.
Yeah, if my girlfriend doesn't hear this, that'd be good.
Whoa. Oh man, I want the next episode. We'll record that shit straight after this, right? And of course, Gavin.
Hello.
Whatever you need. If you sit there and you're like, I really need this, whatever it is, whatever the first thing that comes to your mind right now.
Gavin will provide it.
Hit me up.
Yeah. What's your email address, Gav?
Well,
Gav, what's your email address? Should we do this? Should we put Gavin's email address on this podcast?
Shall we?
Are you going to?
I think it'd be hilarious.
Where's Bubba?
It's 07. Oh, that'd be amazing. Okay, so yes, you can all find us in various places, usually in the same building.
Or bushes.
Or bushes outside your house.
Bushes are good.
Talking to you, Dodger.
Oh, please don't. Not this damn Dodger obsession.
Whoa.
Okay, let's wrap this up.
All right, so Gavin, what's the joke? Send us out a joke.
All right, complete silence for this truly, truly awful joke.
A man walks into a bar. Ouch. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Oh, man.